to do business here.
On approved credit, offer ends 10/31/14.
Moment of your time for our friends at Jet Service Envelope. If you're looking for an outstanding local printer, make it our friends at the Jet, and they can do all sorts of printing projects for you, including your own memoirs. You can also have them print up a nice trifold brochure for you, maybe some posters for your business, maybe that newsletter that's part of your operation. Call them at 229-9335, 229-9335, and on the web at jetservice-envelope.com. Yesterday on the program, we spoke with Tom Kelly, who's a Republican and the current state's attorney in Washington County. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to his Democratic challenger. Scott Williams is joining us. Scott is from Berlin. Good morning. Thanks
good morning,
for joining
Mark.
Us.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your work.
Well, currently I have my own law practice, which is located in Barrie. It's pretty much a statewide practice. I've done quite a lot of criminal defense historically. I sometimes get referred to as a defense attorney in the press for the last several years. That's definitely not been the focus of my practice. So all types of civil litigation. I represent small business clients. I represent individuals in family court and in various types of civil pieces of litigation.
You sole practice by yourself?
I'm currently by myself, correct, yeah.
Okay. Were you not at one point?
Yeah, I had a partner for several years. Our visions of what we were doing separated, so we separated out the firm.
Okay. Yeah. How do you decide what cases to take and what cases not to take?
For me, fortunately, at this point in my career, I have some discretion to take things that I find interesting or people that I really believe that I can provide some help for. I don't always take the highest money cases. I definitely often take folks who really need help with the court system. In the last 2 years, I've done a fair amount of family court work dealing with issues of custody. I've seen a lot of really tangled family situations that I feel I've been able to help people resolve pretty well.
Mm-hmm. You say that it's not fair to characterize you as a defense attorney?
Well, because that's not all that I do. So I don't think anybody's trying to be unfair in characterizing, using that. It's a convenient handle.
Yeah.
But the scope of my professional experience is definitely quite a lot broader than that.
Okay.
It was definitely my focus earlier in my career.
How come?
I went to Temple University Law School down in Philadelphia, and the conventional wisdom, which I found to be pretty accurate, was that if you wanted to be a trial lawyer and really get trial courtroom experience, you either became a prosecutor or a defense attorney. I became a defense attorney in Philadelphia. That's just I would have gone either way. That's just where I ended up. And spent 5 years in the Philadelphia Defender Association. Also worked for a small civil rights firm while I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when our son was born, my wife and I decided to move back to New England. I'm from Bennington originally. So we moved back to New England, and I got back here and started in Montpelier in 2004.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you've been involved in some custody cases. So what's your goal when you go into a custody case?
Well, the first thing is to understand what my client wants and needs, and then understand what the wants and needs of the other parties are. Unfortunately, it seems to me that nowadays there's a lot more antagonism between individuals who have a really important, thing between them, which is this child.
Mm-hmm.
I try whenever possible to help parents and often grandparents and sometimes aunts and uncles and girlfriends, to sort through what all is happening in terms of their dynamic with each other to get to what's best for this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're fortunate and we can do that, we can reach an agreement and things can be resolved. And if not, then I'm prepared to litigate a case. I like litigation. I like to litigate, but that's not... That shouldn't be the first goal. The first goal is to get the best result given the individual circumstance.
Right. Talk to me about what's going on out here in Vermont. We have all these terrible cases of children who are being abused. Some have gone on to involve deaths, and some of them under the supervision of the state of Vermont. So do you have any thoughts on why this is happening and what can possibly be done to prevent these from happening?
Well, I think that's... that is a broader subject than we could possibly reach in the time that we're gonna have today.
Well, give me a hint.
I'll try to give you a hint. Okay, so you know, one of the things is that, and it's incredibly unfortunate that tragedies tend to happen in clusters, and we have had a cluster of tragedies, and the result of that becoming public knowledge has been a hard look at the folks who are responsible for keeping our kids safe when we ourselves aren't doing it. And that's, of course, the Department of Children and Families. What I think we really need to be careful about is the desire based on the tragedy to legislate a fix, because things can happen no matter how much legislation you have. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't consider legislation, but I think we need to be really careful about it and not pass legislation because something bad happened. And I say that about criminal law as well. Obviously, running for state's attorney, my desire is to become the chief law enforcement officer for the county. And in that role, my job will be to receive information from law enforcement, to decide whether that information constitutes criminal behavior, and then to decide what happens with that each individual, right? Do they get prosecuted in the conventional sense? Do they go to jail, or do I seek to have them go to jail? Do I seek an alternative to jail? Do I even seek an alternative to a conventional prosecution? And I think that we have to allow DCF to do its job. There should always be oversight. I want to caution folks to not assume that there's been a systemic failure. There can be individual failures. There could be systemic failure, but we shouldn't assume that. Caseworkers, in my experience, because I do work in the juvenile court as well as the family court,
mm-hmm.
just objectively, they seem to have more quote unquote cases than it would seem reasonable for any person to be able to really address. Does that mean we need to hire more caseworkers? Possibly. Does it mean we need to look at the criteria for being entered into the system? Possibly. So I don't have the definitive answers. I'm not an expert in child welfare. But I am very interested in the interaction between the state's attorney's office and Department of Children and Families, because one of the roles of the state's attorney is to bring what are called juvenile court petitions,
yeah.
both for delinquencies of children, but also for abuse of children by parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the office has to be able to work, the state attorney's office has to be able to work closely with the Department of Children and Families.
We're talking with Scott Williams. He's the Democrat running in the Washington County State's Attorney's race. If you have any comments or questions, you can join us at 244-1777 is our local number. Toll-free 877-291-8255. Have you in your practice seen an uptick in clients who are facing drug charges?
Yes. Yeah. There's no doubt that in opiates. Interestingly, the use and abuse of drugs that are intended to assist addicts, buprenorphine, Suboxone. Though I've also heard interesting, anecdotally, I've heard interesting things from addicts about what on a certain level are almost pro-social uses of those drugs. They wouldn't be approved, but for example, the individual who, sells some of his Suboxone but keeps some of it so that he can go to work clean, but still is not willing or able to give up his addiction to whatever his substance of choice is. Others, even when people are on Suboxone, though it's quite dangerous, taking benzodiazepines, which can dangerously interact with Suboxone, but that's something, the Suboxone doesn't control the high from the benzos.
Mm-hmm.
So there's unfortunately a lot of that going on. One of the things about people that are active in their addictions is they will find a way to get high. And a lot of us put a moral judgment on that. But the lengths that people will go to get high, to feed their addiction, that's where that public, my argument about the state attorney's office, that public health component that we have to be bringing to bear on criminal behavior comes from.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, you know, there's a gentleman at UVM, a doc whose name escapes me right now, but he is a leading figure in, addiction. And
Alan Bundy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Exactly right. And, you know, whether we like it or not, whether our moral sense says, why can't these people get clean and live a law-abiding life? Whether it's physiological, psychological, or some combination, or genetic, or some combination thereof, there are a whole bunch of folks in our population that they can't. They can't do it by themselves. And even when they get sober, through a period of incarceration in a really bad setting, and they're not using drugs in jail, they come out, the relapse incidence rates are very high. So if we're going to just keep saying, well, we gave you a chance to go to treatment and you relapsed, and so now you have to go back to jail, we're not solving the problem. We're not reducing crime. So what are we doing, right? We're throwing water over the dam, but the water's coming in faster than we can possibly throw it back. So dealing with the public health system, recognizing relapse, the Windham County Sheriff has just started, and I know of him. I don't know him on a personal level. I don't believe he's a raving liberal. He has just started a pre-trial GPS monitoring system. So folks that would typically be in jail can now possibly be out pre-trial. And there's an article in 7 days about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and I love him for his honesty, he says, I'm taking risk on it in my office because someone's going to run from this GPS or someone's going to do something bad while they're on this GPS. And taking back to my DCF analogy, right? We're going to have some bad results. That doesn't mean the system failed.
Right.
It doesn't mean that saving that $1 million a year for the state that could maybe go to better, and I just say better, a sufficiently robust treatment system for folks with addictions, so that maybe like rapid intervention community court in Chittenden County,
yeah,
you're going to meet that case manager right there on the spot. You're going to get your hand held if it needs to be held to get you to your treatment, and you're going to be monitored for compliance. That's still a cheaper approach and a more effective approach in terms of crime reduction, because the state's attorney can just be a prosecutor, and that's, strictly speaking, that's what our Vermont Constitution says. You're gonna receive the crimes, and you're going to prosecute the crimes. If that's all we do, if that's all the state's attorney's office does, we're missing the boat. It's got to be a broader effort, because the goal should be to reduce crime and to improve life in the community. It's one of Tom Lozon in Barry. I didn't know the man until I reached out to him back in right after I had submitted my primary petition.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to him and I said, Mayor, what does Barry need in the state, if anything, in the state's attorney's office? If it's great, maybe I should just withdraw my petition. And he told me what Barry needed. And he's a Republican, and I'm a Democrat. And there are areas that we disagree, and there's a whole bunch of areas that we do agree, because it's smart. It's not political. Mr. Kelly appropriately says this isn't a political office. In order to let the people in Washington County know what that office is about, you have to have help. I've spoken to probably 3,000 people walking door-to-door since this campaign started. That's 3,000 out of the entire population. Anyone in that office should seek help to make sure that people know what that office does and to find out what it can do better. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Maybe put those headphones on there. 244-1777 is our local number. Toll free, 877-291-8255. We go to Orange. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Is the job of state's attorney to me, number one would be honesty. Do you think so, Scott? The number one thing being honest.
You mean the individual who holds the office needs to be honest? Well, first of all, yes. The integrity and professionalism of the office has to be unquestioned. Having said that, I'm not questioning Tom Kelly's integrity or honesty. My sense is that we have pretty strong differences philosophically in terms of what what the state's attorney's role is in the broader sense, and how effective the current office is.
It's you that I'm talking about. You remind me of Tom Salmon very much. You're married and you got a kid, but you're a member of the gay community. Are you going to come out with that fact?
That I'm a member of the gay community?
Yes, it's a known fact in Barrie.
Well, that's certainly interesting.
Well, that's what Tom Salmon said on also. Enough of me. I'm getting off. Bye.
What?
I feel like I'm on the Howard Stern show today, but...
Wow. That was, I have to say, one of the stranger phone calls that I've gotten in 24 years of doing this show.
I don't know who the gentleman is. Whether I were gay or not, I hope wouldn't be a consideration for folks. But I don't think my wife thinks so, and I'm pretty darn sure I know that I'm not, so...
Okay. Wow. All right. 244-1777 is our local number. Toll free 877-291-8255. I feel like I owe you an apology. That was outrageous.
I don't think you do, Mark. People are going to do what they're going to do.
All right.
Please don't you feel bad. I've had, when I was in the service, I've had, crazier things said, so it's not
okay.
A problem.
All right. Let's head over to Cabot. Tony, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm just appalled at the last caller, but I guess it's not my place to say anything about it, even though I just did. But I just wanted folks to know that I've had the opportunity to work with this man in court because, as you know, I'm a sheriff's deputy.
Right.
And I'm always impressed by his intelligence, his diligence, and his desire to do the right kind of thing. So I just wanted to counteract some of the negative effects of that last jerk.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Thanks,
hope you're well.
For your call. 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. Toll free 877-291-8255. Let's go back here. We were talking about children. We were talking about drugs. Do you see this connection between the two, that the increase in drug use has led to this increase in abuse of children? Do you see a connection there?
I do see a connection there, but I think it's important, again, that as a community, we even take the farther step back, which is, and I grew up, I'm a kid of the 60s and 70s, and I grew up with a single mom, and everybody was getting divorced, and everybody was living a much more hip lifestyle. I waited until I was 34 to get married and 37 to have a child. And I live... Other than the fact that I don't go to church on Sundays, I live about as traditional a home life as one can, and my kids show the positive results of that. Within the lower socioeconomic strata of our community, and not just Vermont, but pretty much everywhere, there is a, and I don't say this in any judgmental way; it's in an observational way. There is a lack of, I think, awareness of the importance of providing kids with stability and having and meeting our obligations. Where that comes from? Does it come from the media? Does it come from the availability of social welfare? Does it come from all of these things and a whole bunch of others? Sure, yes. But I do see that makes it, I think, easier to become involved with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The drugs and the addiction are so much a part of the culture, not the entire culture, but a substantial portion of it, that, I'm going to have a child, I want to have a child because that's what I want to do, right? Those are very simplistic, snapshots of things that do exist. But within that, there's an incredibly broad continuum. There are so many folks, so many parents who I have seen lose their children, at least temporarily, who all they want to do is do what they need to do to get them back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they run into roadblocks. They can't get housing. They can't get into treatment. They're in love with a man who abused someone previously, so they're not allowed to have their children come back to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot, sticky mess. But going back to your original question, yeah, drugs are so often in these cases. They are. I mean, many of my family, my juvenile court cases involve drugs in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And mental health.
Yeah.
And often both.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, continue our discussion. Scott Williams is the Democrat running for Washington County State's Attorney. We'll be back after this.
It's time again for Tony the Mailman and Kaya's Holiday Turkey Drive. On Saturday, November 8th, Tony the Mailman and I will be collecting turkeys to benefit the Waterbury Area Food Shelf. Last year, with your help, we filled 220 holiday baskets. This year, there's an even greater need. The Waterbury Area Food Shelf is seeing more people like you and me, who go to work every day but are having a hard time putting food on the table. This year, Tony and I have set a lofty goal, 400 turkeys, and we know we can do it with your help. Tony the Mailman and Kaya's Turkey Drive is scheduled for Saturday, November 8th from 10 until 1 at the Waterbury Area Food Shelf on South Main Street. If November 8th doesn't work for you, I'll gladly take your donation at WDEV. Prefer to make a cash donation? Make your check out to Waterbury Area Food Shelf. Drop it at the post office, then Tony will deliver it to me at 9 Stowe Street, Waterbury, Vermont, 05676. Otherwise, Tony and I hope to see you on Saturday, November 8th, at the Waterbury Area Food Shelf.
The Rubber Meets the Road sales event is rocking at Lamoille Valley Ford. Folks, listen to this. Before you buy or change over your old winter tires, now's a great time for you to get yourself into a newer vehicle at Lamoille Valley Ford. During October, when you buy or lease any new Ford car, F-150, or SUV in stock at Lamoille Valley Ford, we will include four brand new winter snow tires installed. Plus, here's the best part. Right now, with huge Ford rebates, low interest rates, and awesome lease deals, many customers have been able to trade their old vehicle in at Lamoille Valley Ford and get a newer one with a lower monthly payment. And it's possible that you could do it as well. So drive Route 14, 15, or 16 to Hardwick and come check out our huge selection of over 350 vehicles during the Rubber Meets the Road sales event going on right now at Lamoille Valley Ford. And remember, tell your friends at Lamoille Valley Ford, we know price matters.
Pat, I'm voting for Pat. Paid for mine a brighter picture with Pat. For jobs and better training and safe communities. Lets you keep your money with smart tax policy. United under a common goal of opportunity. That's why I'm voting for Pat. For better education and efficient government. Improve our infrastructure, higher rates of employment. For affordable healthcare and effective safety net. That's why I'm voting for Pat. Pat, I'm voting for Pat. Paint Vermont a brighter picture with Pat. Paint Vermont a brighter picture with Pat.
I'm Pat McDonald, and this ad is paid for by Pat for Vermont Senate.
Looking for a new car or SUV? Then come into Cote Chevrolet Cadillac. Now through November 3rd, lease a sporty new Chevy Cruze LT for just $149 per month for 36 months with just $1,100 due at signing. Or lease a new 2015 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $219 per month for 24 months with $2,900 due at signing. Tax title registration extra. See us for details. So hurry in today at Cote Chevrolet Cadillac for the best selection of Chevrolets in Central Vermont. Another reason Cody is why Chevy's the buy. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Have you checked your medicine cabinet lately? It's easy to overlook the expiration dates on your medicine, which may not be good for your health. And that's where your neighborhood Medicine Shop Pharmacy can help. Medicine Shop Pharmacy is your one-stop shop for a full range of medicines. And a Medicine Shop Pharmacy helps keep your budget well organized too with our Medicine Shop brand over-the-counter products, providing the same dependability as the name brands. Get up to 30% less cost every day. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, South Main Street in Barrie. Great news for your medicine cabinet and you.
Back, continuing our discussion. We've been talking this morning with Scott Williams. He's running for state's attorney in Washington County. So usually when there's a challenger, there's a big beef. So what's your big beef with the incumbent if you have one?
Well, I don't have a big beef with Tom Kelly as an individual. You know, we've both served. He served at least 20 years, most of it, I believe, in the National Guard. So the beef is not with Tom Kelly. As T.J. Donovan said yesterday, I personally like Tom Kelly. My beef is with how the office currently runs and what it could be versus what it is being. you know, when when I came back to Vermont in 2004, Terry Trono was state's attorney, and he was already, I believe, ill, but it wasn't obvious yet.
Yeah.
And then he died. And Tom Kelly had been his deputy for quite some time. And the Republican governor, Jim Douglas, did not appoint Tom Kelly, a Republican, to the office. I'm not sure, I don't know what was behind that, but it certainly struck many of us as worthy of note. And then Craig Nolan was appointed. He was a young guy, relatively inexperienced, but across the spectrum of the stakeholders that I keep talking about, generally speaking, we felt Craig Nolan was running a pretty good office. He was not a pushover on crime. He was focusing on who are the bad guys, who are the screw-ups, and who are the ones that aren't even screw-ups that just had a bad night. And he was great with juveniles. And he lost the primary to Mr. Kelly. And since then, in 2006, in today's Times Argus, Mayors Lozon and John Holler have an op-ed piece in the Times Argus, and they say what most of the stakeholders can't say for various reasons, which is we're not having the relationship with the state's attorney's office that we need to have to be effective. And I say, Scott Williams says, and as a reciprocal consequence of that, the state's attorney's office is also not being as effective as it could be. Mr. Kelly has said, my job is to prosecute crimes. I may be able to go to some meetings, but I'm always looking at my watch. That, is, to my mind, is a crazy statement, because if you're not having those meetings with police, to have the police telling you who the bad guys are in your community, and Mr. Williams, we don't have the best case to hand to you about Jim Jones, but we're telling you Jim Jones is a bad guy, and we need to get at him. Right, and we need you to fight to get at him because of how the toxicity of him in the community goes beyond his street. Right.
Okay, so, I get the police part, but what about the mayors? Why would Holler and Lozon need a quote unquote better relationship? What's missing there?
Well, everything from Shap Smith said it yesterday. We need Washington County should have we're the seat of government here. The state's attorney in Washington County should be a leader. Look, I don't have political aspirations. This is not a stepping stone for me. I'm turning 50. So I decided to get into this race because I know that I can build a better mousetrap in the state's attorney's office. And one of the components of that mousetrap is to know what's going on, to be listening to the mayors, what's going on in your community, what's the problem, what from a law enforcement perspective needs to be different. Do we need to be seeking funding for something? The state's attorney's office, when Mr. Kelly took over, he's lost 8 deputies in 8 years. 8 deputy prosecutors left that office from when he took office. He's been through 2 full crews plus. He was down an attorney for at least a year and hasn't had a dedicated domestic violence prosecutor for some time. Those are things that come from his decision-making. Those are things that come in part from not having the relationships with stakeholders that the office should have. Why do you need relationships with stakeholders? Right now, we have Tom Kelly's 30-plus years of experience as the decision-making basis. That's the font of knowledge. That's a pretty narrow font. I do not pretend to claim that I could know enough that I can sit up and say I can review each case individually and decide what the best approach to it is. You need to be working with all of these other folks that are dealing with the same problems that you are. Right? Mm-hmm. We're all coming at them from different approaches. But when you bring it all together, you've got a system. Right now we have 15 silos standing individually around the county, and most of them want to talk to each other, and many of them are still talking to each other. But there's not that central focus, which the chief law enforcement officer in the state should be.
Thanks for coming in. How do people reach you? Do you have a phone number, website you want to tell people about?
Yeah, the best thing, because they can get all the info there, including a phone number, is it's democracy.com/Scott-Williams. They can Google me. Obviously, they'll find me. And there's a Facebook page, Scott Williams for Washington County.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much,
Scott
Mark.
Williams is a Democratic candidate for Washington County State's Attorney. That's going to wrap things up for today. Have a great day. Come back and join us same time, same place tomorrow. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren and AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier. News is next.